Kell Brook versus Frankie Gavin. IBF World Welterweight title, of course, that that Kell Brook won over in California when he beat Sean Porter. Then he backed that up with that that great win over Jojo Dan at in Sheffield when he looked as good as he's done for a long, long time. Now he faces Frankie Gavin, whose record reads 22 wins, 13 by stoppage, and the one defeat, of course, which came against Bundu back in 2014 for the European and Commonwealth titles. He thinks he won. It was a split decision, of course, and it's a pretty close split decision as well. Kell Brook tells us, a lot like Kevin Mitchell, that he's on it now. He's learned from his mistakes. He's not going to mess about. It's not long since he's been in the ring, and I suppose that one of the problems, Buncey, is that if you stay out of the ring too long as a champion, you may become a little soft. If Kell Brook's at his best, Frankie Gavin will prove a test, but he should win this. He's 1-8. I mean, again, unbelievably, almost disrespectful price to Frankie Gavin, who's 5-1. But is Brook another level up the ladder from Frankie Gavin here? Or maybe more? Is it more than one rung?
It's certainly one rung up, maybe even two. But the element here is how much Kell has underestimated Gavin. And if he's massively underestimated him, if Gavin generally realises that this is a seize the day moment, this is a one-off chance, then it could be interesting. Mm. I wouldn't be at all surprised to find Kell having to really get his act together after a few rollickings in the corner. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I think he's just a bit too good, a bit too big, a bit too confident, and I'm not absolutely convinced that Gavin will be able to hold his nerve the entire 12 rounds. I think Gavin can be in front. I think Gavin's a better, more skillful, more elusive boxer in many ways than Kell Brook. But Kell Brook will just need to remind himself what he did against Porter when he really shouldn't have been in the, shouldn't have been winning. And he dominated. It was a fantastic performance. And Porter, of course, was, the man who no one wanted to touch. Kell went out to America, boxed him in his backyard, so to speak, and pulled off a great win. He's got to find a bit of that form. If he comes in the ring with that form, I think he might be a bit too purposeful from the start. But I can see this unfolding slowly after 5, 6, 7 rounds, and Frankie maybe trying to hang on until the final bell. I think that Kell can stop him in the last 3 or 4 rounds. I really do. But it wouldn't surprise me if after 6 or 7, there's not a lot in this fight. So I just fancy Kell very late or Kell on point.
Mm, the last few rounds, 10-12, is 4-1 for Kell Brook to win it by stoppage. Kell Brook by stoppage, full stop, is 4-7. By decision, Brook is 15-8. Gavin by stoppage is 18-1, which is obviously
18-1. I mean, that should be like 1-100.
Yeah, he didn't punch enough, does he? Gavin by decision is 9-1. And you got all your total rounds bets as well. So all that, I think people might be shocked by the difference in size here, Buncey, when they get in the ring.
Absolutely, and just physically different. Even though they're the same age, if I'm not mistaken, they're the same age. Kell's been a pro 5 or 6 years longer than Frankie, 5 years longer than Frankie. And I just think at some point he'll wake up and get serious. And when he wakes up and gets serious, I think he'll be too mobile and too strong for Gavin. I don't blame Gavin for taking it. I just hope, bear in mind, Lee, remember, if they sell 100,000 tonight, that's 14 million in revenue. If they do the 280,000 that Bellew and Cleverly did last year, okay, that's nearly £4.5 million quid. I just hope all these guys are getting proper money. Because, no one's talking about, if they do, it's 15 quid, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken, the pay-per-view?
£16.95.
£16.95. So you do 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, that comes to 1.69 million, yeah?
Mm.
So you've only got to do 200,000 and you're at 3.2 million.
Yeah.
Then you've got a full house at the O2, 18,000, averaging at about 70 quid. A lot of money in the kitty. That's the way you do it, see. That's the way you add up these fights.
Yeah.
Is you look at the revenue from this, the revenue from that, the revenue from that, the revenue from this. You put it in a big kitty and then you look at it. And suddenly, if you look at that kitty and there's 5 million in it, then it needs to be broken down. And, someone like Gavin, I'm hoping he's taking a fight like this because there's lots of money involved.
Yeah, Yeah,
you I hope so.
Yeah. I've been building up a little accumulated bunch. What are you going for? And if you had to pick one bet in the Brook Gavin fight, what would you go for?
I'm going to be a bit risky. I'm not going to go for a Brook win. I'm going to go for a Brook stoppage in the last three or four rounds.
So 10 to 12 is 4 to 1. I mean,